Binkley Slough is a recreational cabin on Farm Island in the Stikine River Delta, off the middle arm of the river. Bob Lippert is the developed recreation manager for the Wrangell Ranger District. He says Binkley Slough is small and simple.
It's a hunter-style cabin, so it's just basically a square cabin. It's about 16 by 16, has an oil stove, and it's in a pretty neat island of huge spruce trees. It's surrounded by the grass flats of the Delta.
And it's one of the 9 cabins on the Tongass slated for closure as outlined in an environmental assessment document released by the Forest Service in November. The EAS also proposes converting 3 additional cabins to 3-sided shelters. The Forest Service says it's no longer able to cover all of the costs of operating and maintaining each of its cabins. Last year, those costs were around $1.8 million. Hans von Rakowski is the recreation staff officer for the Tongass National Forest. He says the recreational facilities budget has been slashed nearly in half in the last 5 years, and the cabin fees that visitors pay don't make up the difference. He says closing or converting a few cabins that cost more than they make is the only way to recoup some of the losses. Those cabins were chosen based on a number of criteria.
In the last couple of years, we've identified, 12 cabins that the deferred maintenance is, so high that we can't repair them. The cabins, for the most part, these 12 cabins are, they're falling apart. A tree fell on one of them. There's a couple on the Sitka District that, haven't been rented for 25 years. And we just decided that it's time to get rid of those cabins.
Low use and difficulty of access, that you have to rent a plane or a helicopter and fly to the cabins, for example, are also criteria. The EAS estimates the typical end-of-season maintenance costs for one of these fly-in cabins at somewhere between $6,000 and $15,000. But Binkley Slough is a different story altogether. Along with only costing about $500 to $700 every other year to maintain, it can be reached by boating or hiking as well, and the list goes on. Again, Bob Lippert.
Well, we were directed, every district was directed to close a cabin. So I guess we didn't really have much choice. This cabin has no deferred maintenance needs. It's in perfectly good shape. There's really no issues with the cabin at all, other than it had low use.
So Binkley Slough ended up on the cut list primarily because of its low use. Hans von Rakowski says it's also a logical choice because there are other cabins on the Stikine River Delta, so its closure doesn't shut people out of that entire use area. They have other options. But if closing Binkley Slough only saves about $300 a year rather than the $6,000 to $15,000 estimate, is it worth closing? Von Rakowski says the decision to close one cabin per district keeps the cuts distributed fairly, and the Forest Service had to start cutting somewhere.
It's just a decision that was made at the leadership level. I can't say why, but we just didn't want to... there's good reason to remove that cabin, and that's, we figured, it's even if it's only $1,000 a year, that's still $1,000 that could be used on another cabin.
But Bob Lippert says the issue is about more than just Binkley Slough. It's about the public's relationship with the Forest Service and its role in managing public space.
Well, just my personal opinion is it is important to have a cabin that maybe only gets used twice a year, because that's an experience for people. That could be their once-in-a-lifetime Alaska experience, is to go to a fly-in cabin and just know that nobody else was there for a year or 2 years, possibly. They're there for people to experience the public's land in all different settings, and I don't think the intent was for them to be a motel style where there's constantly people in and out every day.
And the public can definitely expect to see more cabin closures in the years to come. Lippert says he's trying to get local organizations and individuals to volunteer time maintaining the cabins to cut costs and show local interest and ownership.
To defray as much cost as I can for our program, and also just to show that, the people of Wrangell and the Wrangell area and Petersburg area care about these and use them and want to see them stay.
If somebody wants to adopt a cabin, the district ranger has the authority and the you know, option to say, okay, you guys take care of it. If you maintain it and keep it in good condition, we'll keep it on the system.
Von Rakowski says adopting the Binkley Slough cabin is an option. If it's not adopted in time, Bob Lippert says he'll try to push for selling the structure and moving it off Forest Service land. If that's not possible, the plastics and metals will be removed from the cabin and the wooden structure will be burned. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.